just get a weekly allowance. You always had to do some kind of work. And so out in Ohio, I belonged to a little gun club, and he learned how to be what they call a trap boy, which is you load the machine with the clay targets, and then you come out and you push the button to score for the shooters and everything. And he learned how to do that.
Sometimes he'd work like on the weekends, like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, we were
always there, but they would shoot at night.
Under lights.
Yeah.
Under real bright lights. And so he always had a job. Always. And then we came up here, and there was a friend of mine of ours at the gun club.
He co-hogged on his own first, didn't he?
No, that was after Captain Chase.
After Chasey?
Yeah. And he went to work on a lobster boat. Lloyd Chase was the fellow that owned the boat. And your dad was the third person on the boat, which means you get all the dirty work. And he learned everything there was about lobster.
About falling in.
And
what?
At one point in time, they went over to the bait boat over in Tiverton, Rhode Island, which is where they get all the bait. They put it in big barrels so they can put it in the lobster pots when they about to pull the pots out. And he fell in the lobster boat right up to the top of his shoulders.
He got sticky bait.
Right in the bait boat.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And after that, we got him a flat bottom skiff like you see the quahog guys have got right now out here.
Yeah.
And he quahogged for us for a summer or two. And
that's really tough work.
Really tough
Hard work.
So he's had a wide array of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And he refereed registered skeet for a while, again, which is clay target shooting, and he was a paid referee at tournaments.
And after he got out of the college the first time, he worked at that boys.
Oh, at Ocean Tides over
Tide.
In South County, which was just in the news a week ago.
Just in the news.
What is it?
It's not a prison. It's where rich people can send their.
Well, not rich people, but reasonably well-do people. They can send their kids, that if they're getting in trouble with the law, instead of going to a juvenile place, they can go down to this.
They're misbehaving.
Well, they're misbehaving, yes. That's a better word.
You know.
And it's run by, the
Friars?
The Jesuits, I think. And after your dad graduated from University of Rhode Island, he worked over there as a guidance counselor, or a counselor, for these boys for a while. But
it's really tough stuff.
It was really, really bad. They didn't pay a lot of money. You had to spend a lot of hours, and you end up carrying the weight of all those young men's problems on your shoulders when you walk out of the place, and it was really, really tough.
Yeah.
So then I talked him into going off to get a continuous education and get his engineering degree, which he did. And you know what happened after that? He did great.
Right. Not right away, but he did. Great. He did. He's working too hard. He needs to relax, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? He can do it. Tell him to do it.
Relax?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's too much going on right now.
Yeah, I know.
I've done that since 1966. And when we went back there from here, in 1968, with my new job, I picked up on that, doing it just like I did.
He did it in Rhode Island. It's a part-time job.
It's a part-time
good
job.
Money.
I can do it when I want, and I make good money. I could buy Christmas for my grandchildren and my children. And
new guns and bullets and stuff. His stuff.
No, not just that stuff. We bought a lot of stuff. But anyhow.
We bought stuff we needed. Okay.
And so that kind of kept me tied in with the music business. So if you ask me how long was I in the music business, really, from 1966 until about 1988.
Yeah.
Okay. But I was only in the business with a store from 1969 to 1973. And the reason the job I took out there was real good when I left here in 68. And it was real good for a while, and then a kind of a mini recession hit the country. And my sales dropped way off, so I had to do something else. So that's when I quit that job and went into the music business.
What job did you quit?
Sun Electric.
Oh. Okay.
You didn't even remember, did you?
Yeah, that's where you sold stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah,
test equipment.
Yeah, I remember that. That was great. You sold everybody, and you sold them out and couldn't sell anymore. But you sell everything to everybody you know, or all the dealerships, right?
So?
So, is that enough?